after, any messages, any announcement will be made at that kind of level. Then it will be explained what is being done, on what basis. The fact that we have had the discussion does not conclude the issues. There has to be consultation with the president.
Mkhize has reiterated that movement of pods to entry have not been restricted.
We will try and detect symptoms so that people who have got symptoms must be the ones that we focus on. And so it doesn't make a difference whether this is port of entry as a land port of entry, or it's in the airport, or it's in the from the sea.
If you have any questions about coronavirus, you can call the government's public 24-hour hotline on 0800-029-999. That is 0800-029-999. Eskom will be ramping up load shedding to stage 2 at this hour. Stage 1 was suspended at 5 a.m. this morning, but Eskom says it will have to turn off your electricity again later this morning because the power system remained vulnerable and unpredictable. The Parastorals is blaming breakdowns at its aging power stations for a shortage in capacity. Spokesperson Sikonathi Machancha says the power cuts are likely to continue for the rest of the week. The police say more arrests are imminent as an investigation into mass shooting in Khayelitsha continued. A suspect was taken into custody yesterday. Seven people were killed and seven others, including a six-year-old girl, wounded when gunmen opened fire on patrons at a Shebeen early Sunday morning. A 32-year-old Khayelitsha man is expected to appear in court soon in connection with Sunday morning's deadly tavern shooting. And lastly, lawmakers in Zimbabwe have passed a law that could place parents in jail if they fail to send their children to school. The economic downfall in Zimbabwe is so severe the government has made education a priority for students, many of whom drop out of school. Yesterday, the government passed a law mandating Zimbabwean parents who allow their children under the age of 16 to skip class or drop out of face or fine or jail time. Parents with children found not attending classes could either go to jail for 2 years or be ordered by the government to pay $260, which is more than 4,000 rands. Taking a look at your financial indicators this hour, gold is trading at $1,665.18 an ounce. The dollar is at 15 rands 90 cents, 18 rands 10 cents to the euro, and 20 rands 78 cents to the pound. A partly cloudy Tuesday in store for Gauteng. Temperatures reaching the low of 14 degrees, peaking at around 25 degrees in Johannesburg. Your top trends on Twitter this hour include hashtag coronavirus South Africa, hashtag Mcebo Dlamini, hashtag